Exosphere-mediated migration of volatile species on airless bodies across the solar system, by Jordan K. Steckloff et al. Surface-bound exospheres facilitate volatile migration across the surfaces of nearly airless bodies. However, such transport requires that the body can both form and retain an exosphere. To form a sublimation exosphere requires the surface of a body to be sufficiently warm for surface volatiles to sublime. To retain an exosphere, the ballistic escape and photodestruction rates and other loss mechanisms must be sufficiently low. Here we construct a simple free molecular model of exospheres formed by volatile desorption, sublimation. We consider the conditions for forming and retaining exospheres for common volatile species across the solar system, and explore how three processes, desorption, sublimation, ballistic loss, and photodestruction, shape exospheric dynamics on airless bodies. Our model finds that the CO2 exosphere of Callisto is too dense to be sustained by impact-delivered volatiles, but could be maintained by only 7 hectares of exposed CO2 ice. We predict the peak surface locations of Callisto's CO2 exosphere along with other Galilean moons, which could be tested by JUICE observations. Our model finds that to maintain Iapetus' two-tone appearance, its dark Cassini region likely has unresolved exposures of water ice, perhaps in sub-resolution impact craters, that amount to up to 0.06. This was Exosphere-mediated migration of volatile species on airless bodies across the solar system, by Jordan K. Steckloff et al.